Jeremiah 19. There is a crack in everything and everyone. This is how the light comes in. In both chapters, the 18th and the 19th, God uses the image of a clay vessel. It is also true that in both chapters, the clay pot well represents all of us as human beings. In addition, both chapters show the sovereign plan of God, and by using the same object, it seems to be repeating the same message. But there is an enormous difference. In chapter 18, the vessel is remolded before the furnace hardens it, and the divine potter reshaped it, and he willed. In this chapter, it is a hardened vessel that represents the sinner who by his obstinacy does not want to repent, and who therefore can expect nothing but divine judgment. The Lord said, "While the people with you are watching, break that jar. Then say this, 'The Lord of heaven's armies says, I will break this nation and this city just as someone breaks a clay jar. It cannot be put back together again.'" Verses 18 and 19. There are two kinds of brokenness. That of the final judgment when there is no longer an opportunity to repent, and the other one is that which God provokes in our lives while we are sensitive to his voice. One, the future, is for judgment, while the present, one, cleanses us so that we bear more fruit. John 15:2. In the strangest way, the spiritual life is not useful or successful, but it's meant to be fruitful. And the fruit is the product of brokenness. About the brokenness of the final judgment, the prophet Isaiah warns us, "Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him for salvation while he is near." Isaiah 55:6. The church is not a museum for saints, but a hospital ward for broken sinners.